Hello, today is April 8th, and we have the Six of Swords in reverse. Not really a card we want to see on a day when millions of people are traveling to certain parts of the U.S. from everywhere on the planet to marvel at today's total solar eclipse. It's a rare and exciting day for sure. Alas, this card is associated with the planet Mercury, the Quicksilver messenger planet who rules communications and travel, and it is retrograde, and so is this card. In the upright, we'd see a boat carrying two passengers and a ferryman, or gondolier, or simply someone who is helping them shove off or take off. The suit of air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, would suggest air travel as well. They all have their backs to us. The gondolier at the back of the boat stands, pushing them off with a long pole as the passengers huddle together on their seat at his feet. There is choppy water in the foreground and smooth, gentle blue water beyond. It's like struggling to take off through choppy air to get to an altitude of smooth, calm sky. But the color of the sky on the card is gray. The weather is not clear, it seems. In the reverse, how annoying would it be to endure a trip that may be challenging enough during a retrograde? Misplaced passport or wallet or ID, computers down at the airport, delayed flights and lost luggage, to get to your destination, only to discover a gray, cloudy day. We won't get to see the eclipse after all. How frustrating. Even if we're not going somewhere to view this rare celestial event, travel, even local travel or short distances, could be a bit of a pain. Our online appointment didn't go through, our text or emails were misunderstood or taken the wrong way, we may have left our phone somewhere and missed an important call, or the charger isn't working. Typical. Minor arcana, the daily cards of the deck, are just that. Nothing really life-changing, not the big picture that the major arcana can be. And this is the key to dealing with Mercury in retrograde. Our dependence on devices sets us up for a lot of aggravation and frustration in the first place. When asked to find me the year of the Carrington event of 1859, when a solar flare caused the biggest geomagnetic storm in recorded history, causing fires and sparks in telegraph stations all over the world, all Siri could say was, "You have no events in your calendar scheduled today." I thought you were a smartphone, Siri.